Cha-ching. That's the sound of Lowe's Labor Day savings. Get up to 45% off select major appliances and save up to an additional $100 on select laundry pairs. Plus, get 3 bags of Miracle-Gro 0.75 cubic foot garden soil for just $10. Labor Day deals are on now at Lowe's, in-store and online. Valid through 9/9 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for more details. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
Before we get into this week's episode, we just want to let everybody know we appreciate you listening, jumping on board, whether it's on your, you know, on a podcast or on YouTube. But we really would ask if you could do us the favor of subscribing to our YouTube channel so that you can get all the updates. There's, you know, short stories, different clips that we put up there. If you really enjoy the podcast, this is a great way to interact even more with us and show your support. So do us a favor in the next 3 seconds, go over to the YouTube. Brilliantly Dumb Show, give us a subscribe and jump on board. The impersonation was elite. Where did you get the panda outfit?
We got it on Amazon.
Like, yeah. I can imagine Mikey Bob like leading up to that ad, like setting up the bamboo, like getting in the panda outfit. Dude, you know what I mean? What? Like,
I was able to, that bamboo fence that was not cheap. That bamboo fence that I bought, really, that was
you know, a very expensive product.
It's an item. It's an item, yeah, for sure. It's like, you know, and I bought like 6 feet worth of it. And I'm like, what am I going to do with this now that I'm done doing this fucking panda jumping through a bamboo fence? And I actually positioned it behind my outdoor TV to cover some of the wires and like the gutter and the wall. It actually looks delightful behind there. It looks really nice.
I bet it does.
It does. It does.
Can we talk about like Joe just not being able to wrap his head around this week's top five?
Dude, like.
Like, this is one of those times with Joe where I don't know if he's fucking with us or not.
Could be.
Why would I do that?
Well, let me ask you this. After I broke it down and like gave you a specific example of what it was, like an example of what it would be.
That shed a lot of light on it. It shed a lot of
light. Oh, it did. Okay. All right.
But the thing is, I still don't know. Like, is it something I believe that everybody else doesn't believe, or it's just a common understanding?
The top five is going to be today. We're not doing it now, but
we're not doing it now.
We spent the night last night trying to get Joe to understand what it is.
I've never heard that dying on a hill for something you believe in.
Right. So the top five that EA gave, which Bob picked it out of like a group of a bunch of options. I thought it was good. Is top five hills you're willing to die on, which is like, you know, you're defending a stance or a take that is maybe not the most popular. Maybe it's a little.
I thought about that for Joe. Cause think about that. That's perfect for Joe. There's things that Joe believes, you know what I mean?
So I should actually have a lot of these.
100%.
I mean, I could think of like 7 for you right off the top of my head.
Yeah.
I couldn't think of anything.
It's going to be great. It's going to be really, really, really great.
I don't know. I have to say,
what is also going to be great is now we pass the baton over to Mikey V when it comes to prize picks.
Yeah, he's coming soon. It's not even two weeks.
The Mikey specials have arrived. Now the slate starts counting the first week of NFL for Michael. So I think, did you lose a game yesterday, Michael? We're not counting that.
No, I mean, I'm counting that for college football. I lost. I had USC with the points. I lost.
Okay. But yeah, for the NFL,
it was a lot of points. This is so frustrating.
7-3 in the NFL preseason, and I'm counting those because, I mean, we put them out. Yeah. I'm counting them. 7-3 in preseason NFL. Not bad. Not bad. Now, 5 in a row, 3 lost in a row, 2 won in a row.
Here's the deal. We're going to be riding all year long. It's with the fine folks over at Prize Picks. Now, with Prize Picks promo code, this is a good one for the NFL, okay? New users who use promo code BDS when they sign up. Your first $5 lineup, if that hits, you get $150 in lineups if you win. That's $150 in lineups. So
wow.
Up for the prize pick season. You could follow our profiles. Like, you could follow Mikey's profile and know and see what he's playing every single day and ride him. So it's going to be a very fun football season. It's right around the bed, Peter.
You know what sucks is I've been like putting some plays out on Prize Picks lately, and I'm not advertising. And like yesterday, I had for college football, I had like three guys. By the way, that kid from North Carolina State, dead to me. I'll never. He was out at the club the night before the game. I wish I had gotten information about that kid. Never showed up. Garbage. Fake Heisman.
I'm gonna tell you this. I never, ever have seen so many people text me or reach out to me about one team leading
horrendous.
Up to the game. NC State. Now, we're recording Sunday. It was week zero college football yesterday. Week zero is great in theory because it's the return of, but the games are usually dog shit games week zero. Like the games yesterday, the TCU North Carolina game was a disaster in Ireland. I hate that. But the NC State game, bro,
we had UNC, felt like I thought it was a great game.
Everybody and their mother was on NC State yesterday for whatever reason.
The fact is not that they got blown out, which in and of itself is preposterous. The fact is that this kid was so highly touted, so talked about, so this is going to be a Heisman candidate. His more or less than passing yards, Michael, was 232 and a half. I think he had towards the end of game 80. He never showed up. He was gutless. He would run. There was somebody coming to him. He'd run out of bounds. He wouldn't try to fight for the extra yards. I will not be looking at that team the rest of the year. And quite frankly, I hope he falls out of any race at all.
Joe had a tough couple weeks.
Yeah.
On the betting fleet. You know what he said to me? He goes, you know, Bob, it's been tough. I'm just, you know what? I'm going to take a back seat. I'm going to take a nice long break, and I'm not betting till NFL. And I looked and like, NFL starts in like a week.
No, it's like a week and a half.
He acted as if he
is no way that he is.
To be honest, I thought it was
today until week one.
I thought it was Red Sox today.
There's no
way.
I think I'm going to take
US Open qualifying
Yankees. I think I'm going to go out there, Bob. I think I'm going to go to the stadium today.
Good for you, kids. Audi Club.
Yeah, I'll see where we end up. But I've been promising the kids all year to take them to a game. Haven't done it. So today felt like the perfect opportunity to do it.
Yeah,
so
my buddy Tyler was there yesterday, and he got into it with the fan. And he had his kids there, and he had his hat on.
You can't.
He's like, I just want to apologize for misrepresenting the brand. He's like, something could come out. I'm like, dude, what are you doing? Like, you're with your kids. Like, what are you doing, Ty?
Back to what I was saying about Prize Picks, though, is that when you put the plays in, and I've been putting plays I haven't been advertising, I go in to look to see how the play's doing. That Bailey banged me, by the way. I was going to hit. And you look, and there was 95 people riding my play, Bob. You know how horrifying that is? 95 really? People I brought to loss yesterday. And to those people, I'd like to formally apologize. But that just goes to show on Prize Picks, if you're in there, if you're dialed in, you can see the plays, the ones that we advertise, the ones that we don't, and you can ride with the fellas.
Did you say there's more pressure on you this year than any other year, Michael? I'm not even doing that to like build it up. I just feel like with how many people honestly, I'm not. I just think with how it is, this is a big year for Mikey. This is
just
ending
the stage, Mikey.
I think there's more people riding on Mikey's plays this year than any other year.
I think we're off to a fantastic start. I don't think we could have started preseason any better. 7-3. I mean, yeah, we could have. I guess we could have gone 10-0. Would have been great. But 7-3, we'll take it. We'll roll right into the season. I was pissed yesterday. USC. I mean, you looked at that stadium, by the way. Where are the fans? Where are the USC fans?
That stadium
was empty. I mean, you're a Big Ten team. You're number 14 in the country, and you don't even sell out the first game. There's nobody there. I understand California is a little bit different. Like Iowa and Nebraska, there's not too much to do on game day. Everyone's going to be there. California, Southern California, I understand a little bit different. But this is the men of Troy. This is the USC Trojans. This is a Heisman candidate potential quarterback, a team that wants to go on a national championship run, and there's nobody in the fucking building?
Look at them when they had Caleb
Williams.
Almost
a sell. I almost want to sell it, Bob.
You know what? I wish I could jump on them, but you go watch a Miami Hurricane game. I'm telling you, there's no...
At Hard Rock?
Yeah, it's the worst to see.
Really?
If you watch a Hurricanes game, it's the most. You look up, there's so many empty seats.
I don't feel like that'll be the case this season coming off the Natty appearance.
I think, you know? I hope you're right.
And you know what, Bob? It's not like they're projected to have a down year. They brought in this kid, Mensa, from Duke. He's going to be really good, the quarterback from Miami. I like him a lot.
Very good.
And coming off of the season that they just had, I would be shocked if they're not selling that fucking building out, dude. I would really be shocked.
Maybe the first game, but give it a little bit. It infuriates me. I hope you're right.
But I don't understand. Like California, you watch a Dodgers game and it'll be a meaningless game and they sell it. It's just certain sports in LA, like you watch Staples, like the Staples, or well, it's Crypto Arena now, but when you watch Staples for years, the Lakers would sell out every single
Lakers
time.
And it's Dodgers specific. Is different, though, I feel like, because it's like that's almost like a business to the point where it's like people, they'll bring like companies will bring people out to those games. Like it's just a different, it's like a corporate feel. College is such an organic kind of an audience to it because it's supposed to be, you know, college kids. But yesterday it was a dead zone in that stadium. Gross.
You also took a huge, I mean, you took 30 and a half. I mean, they won by 31.
38 and a half I took, dog. It was 28-0 halftime. It was 35-3 to start the third quarter. And Lincoln Riley just does what he always does. He's not a killer. Lincoln Riley's not a killer. Never has been. That's why he's not going to win a national championship. Refuses to step on anybody's throat. Won't do it.
I mean, aside from your spread.
Did they? What was the final score? I think it was 42-26.
No.
Yes, they scored a bunch of touchdowns in the fourth quarter. Anyway,
I
digress.
Are you serious?
I digress. But yes. Go ahead, Bob.
All right. Yeah, you know what I want to talk about?
Go ahead.
Let's talk about fucking Dicky Gass.
Oh, my God.
The fact that this guy decided.
The fantasy league.
He's at the track all day yesterday, dude. Taking selfies with the horses, which I got a kick out of. That was really funny. But to decide our fantasy football lineup of who's picking, he assigned everybody a horse in a race. Yeah. And that's how we decide who's picking, which, by the way,
the race never happened.
These things. How does that make it fair? Well, it's not like every horse is even odds.
Well, he picked out of a hat, though. So
he
everybody
picks
has
out of a hat. Like you get random assignment to the horse. Oh, it's not like he's assigning. Okay.
It was fine.
Here's the thing. In theory, all of these extravagant ways to pick a draft order are more than fine. But you'd be better off just booking a cameo with one of the three of us to pick your draft.
That's awesome.
To be honest, like you'd be just much better served because what happened was the horses got scratched from this fucking race he was going to do. Then it was another race, and Showtime was like, I told you to pick this race. And then Dicky Gass is going at Showtime. Then in Showtime, it's just insane. And then in the Showtime race, horses got scratched from that. So he couldn't do that.
So he never ended up even doing it.
So he's going to end up doing what he wanted to do from the beginning and do like a horse race simulator on the computer.
We did that last year.
With everybody. It's insane, dude.
Yeah,
it's insane, Bob.
And these guys are moving.
Bro, you just got to give up on the horses.
Horse racing sticks. It sticks.
Wow, he's coming
There's a hill I'll die on. Horse racing.
Save it. Save it for the top five.
It's a garbage thing to bet on. And in the midst of everything.
It's exciting. It is exciting.
The
though.
Lead up to the race is like fucking 4 hours.
That's
and
true.
The race is like 30 seconds and it's
that's
over.
True.
You don't even know. Well, by the way, is it an exact or is it a trifecta?
I don't mess with any of that.
I don't know what the hell that
Yeah, I don't
means.
Mess with any of that. I don't
I
mess with any of that.
Just take a horse to win.
Just take a horse to win. That's it.
Cash
you know.
Just has to give up on this. The horse, it's like he wants to do it so bad and it's just not. There's horses being scratched. I think the idea of it was fine, but the execution so far, Dicky Gass has been a nightmare so far.
By the way, Bob, right you don't remember the first time we went to the Audi Club? The guy dragged us halfway across the city so we could go to a horse race. Do you remember that, Michael? We were like,
it wasn't.
Dead.
It was in New Jersey. Yeah. Well, that was on the way back to Jersey, but yes, we had to stop at the Meadowlands.
It was crazy.
That's
yes.
bad, man.
Yeah,
He's
it was bad.
And we were in there for 25, 30
but
minutes.
But here's the thing.
I
like, I said it in the fantasy group chat earlier last week. I was like, listen, if he's got an idea and everyone just, I'm not the one that's going to step in and disagree with this guy, man. I'm just not because he is the soup Nazi of fantasy football
he's
commissioners. He's the soup Nazi. Well, we have
two people who haven't done their punishments still.
Yeah,
back to back years.
Yeah, we did. Well,
he's one of them.
That's what I'm saying. It's absurd.
If that's I was right.
If it was not Dickie Gass, if it was someone else, he would be on them like white on rice.
That's where he's lost a lot of respect.
Yeah,
me.
I think to be I think Dickie Gass, but he tried to be on Perez's ass about the year before, and it just didn't like nothing happened. So I guess he was just like fuck it. I guess, but even still, that's not a man of his integrity should not stoop to that.
He does have integrity too.
He does. He does.
I was because he's lost respect from his he's lost the locker room.
You think
you don't
so?
Know what? I mean, he ruled it with an iron fist and he pissed a lot of people off, but I respected him. I really did. It was like, this is what we need. He sticks to his guns. And I just think he's lost the locker room a little bit.
Mikey, speaking of fantasy leagues, you should try to get in on the Cameo Fantasy Football League. They had me going in it. It's a wild exchange of people in here. Listen to who's in this league. Shooter McGavin, Paula Abdul, Lisa Ann, Sean Avery, John
Whoa,
Mick Foley.
Dude, I
might be
tell you
Exhibit.
Right
I might be on a team with Exhibit, Mick Foley, and I don't even know who else.
I'm going to tell you this right now. Are you guys familiar with Mikey Betts from Barstool? Mikey Betts, he's one of the Barstool guys. Okay. He tried to get me in this fantasy league with like Frank the Tank and like the guys over there. And like Rochelle Ryan was in the league, the porn star Rochelle Ryan. Like Joe just mentioned Lisa Ann. As a married man, my advice to any married man would just be just avoid a league you're invited into with a porn star. I just think from the jump, it's going to be a tough sell to your wife eventually if she ever asks who's in this league.
Well, I think, Mikey, careful, because I think Joe's already signed up. So let's not.
Oh. I'm in the league.
What?
I did a Cameo asked me to join the league. I said there's
so
a bunch of people.
One
joining.
Week is going to be Joey Colcutts versus Lisa Ann.
Well, no, she might be my team. They're grouping two to three people together.
That
so like I might be in a team with Tony Hawk, Exhibit, Mick Foley. Like there's three people per team. I don't know who's going to
wait.
I don't
so
know
who drafts the team?
They figure it out. I don't know if they pull it out. There's all these people in it. I tell you who would be cool to be in a team with. I would really like to be with Tony Hawk and Exhibit. Would be really cool.
I would just
what
are you going to talk to Tony Hawk about though? You know, skateboarding.
I mean, the guy's been around, Mikey.
He
knows.
He has. I mean, his
he
skateboarding
knows a thing or two about success.
One of the greatest games of all time, Tony Hawk Pro Skater.
I also do. Exhibit was awesome. Like, I know you.
Oh, Pimp My Ride?
Pimp My Ride was sick.
I got a hot tub in your trunk.
The world was a better place when Jersey Shore and Pimp My Ride were like prominent shows.
And Cribs.
On TV.
MTV
and
Cribs.
Cribs, yeah. The world's. What is going on with the world, man?
What do you mean?
It was just a better time, dude.
Oh,
things were easier.
Well,
things were simpler.
Yeah, fucking, you know. Drake and Josh. There was a lot of shows and cartoons you could watch still as an older guy and still appreciate it. And those are gone too. Cartoons really aren't much of a thing as far as I know.
They got the blippies of the fucking world. In,
whoa, our dear friend though.
Well,
Frankenheimer. Let's not disrespect Johnny Frank.
No one loves themselves some Frankenheimer more than I do. But I tell you what, Luca ain't watching no blippy. I can promise you that much.
Remember when Mikey called Frankenheimer Featherston?
Yeah. Brutal. Oh, that's brutal, That's
or
tough.
Did I call Featherston Frankenheimer?
I don't know.
It was one way or the other.
Frankenheimer really does roll off the tongue, though.
Heimer. I love calling him Heimer. I just
the old Heimer.
Hey, how is Sean Frankenheimer not Jewish? He's one of the biggest.
That is one of the most. I don't know if he's got if he wants that information to be.
Oh, I got news for you. I don't think he does.
Really?
He's
an Irish Catholic, which I did not know. I thought
that's crazy.
He's gonna have a bone to pick with you, Bob, because
it's one of the most fraudulent things of all time.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Like, how is he not Jewish?
Well, when you're in Hillcrest, you don't, you know, that name sounds Jewish. You just roll with it.
Yeah, you just, yeah, I would say you just show up. You don't ask any questions. You just keep, you know.
See now he's doing the Boche, like he's got the Boche finalist playoffs, dude.
Bro.
When you, like, it's just next level. Like, some of these things that these guys do.
You call it Boche? Boche ball?
Boche, yeah.
That's how you pronounce it, Boche
ball? Don't tell me you say Bocce.
That's exactly what I call it.
He's trying to
Never heard it called Boche ball ever once in my life, dude. Like, now he's going to get upset with me and tell me I'm mispronouncing it. Technically, Mikey, when I was in Sardinia for 4 years, you know, working at this, it is Boche. I learned this, okay, because I worked
Hey, Siri, please pronounce Boche.
You're telling you what to fucking say, dude.
Oh, how can we gotta get
all right, this. I'm gonna type in.
Can
I'm
we call somebody? Can we call a true Italian that like, and not who's a Jersey Italian?
Who's the most Italian guy we got on our roster?
Rigatoni, but those guys are like
Paul Caffone.
But that's a Jersey Italian. They pronounce everything differently.
Dude, how good was the Caffone ad where he tore the house down with the AI? How good was that?
One of the greatest things I've ever been sent.
Joe, have you seen that?
Bocce ball. Pronunciation.
Here we go.
Bocce ball.
Oh!
What do you mean, oh?
This one's even wrong. It says bocce.
It's not wrong. That's how you pronounce it. Bocce? You're wrong.
Bocce ball.
Bocce. They're not saying bocce.
Yo, what?
Dude, is this? Come on. This is Reese's Pieces all over again.
I can't tell when this guy's fucking with you or not.
Bocce.
No.
Bocce ball.
Dude, come on.
It's not bocce. It's not bocce.
Mikey, one of my
You called it bocce ball. That's what you called it, Boche ball. It's bocce ball. It's bocce ball.
It's not bocce.
Okay, all right.
It's not. It's, maybe it's bocce. Maybe it's bocce, but not. It's not bocce. It's not. There's no e at the end.
Okay, I'm not. I can't. I can't do this anymore.
I would like someone to confirm. And this, if this is not right, then I would. This. I've been lied to my entire life.
All right.
One of my favorite moments from Bob DeSports is when we had Sebastian Maniscalco on. And he turns to Joe and he asks Joe, he's like, you know, what is your last name? And he looks at him and he goes, Damare. And Jet looks at him and says, Joe, you have never pronounced your last name like that. Like, you have never done that.
I mean, Bob, he's pies on, Bob. It's, I don't know what's
I know, but Joe, you've never pronounced it. Right when we were in front of Sebastian, you were like, Damare.
If you pronounce a true Italian, it's Damare.
And if you pronounce it true Italian, it's
Bob. My family were like fishermen in the fucking probably generations ago of the sea,
dude. And if you pronounce it correctly, it's Boche. What did you say?
That's
Boche, Boche de mare. Boche de mare.
Can we call someone?
Boche de mare. From the. You know what? Italian influencers got to go too, man. They really.
By the way, I don't lean into that Italian shit at all. I don't know that, Bob.
Credit for that though,
Bob. They gotta go. They gotta go. These guys gotta go, dude. They gotta go. They gotta go, man. I'm tired of it.
By the way, how about that clip I sent you the other day? Who's the most recognized me?
I would say me.
Oh my God, was that brutal? We won't go into.
Yeah, I'm not even
gonna. I'm gonna send you a clip that's gonna send you up a fucking wall.
Oh, it's gonna make your skin crawl, Bob.
If I send that to Joe, it's over.
All right, now, Joe, you didn't see the Caffone ad for the.
Oh, Joe.
Joe, it's probably one. I'm not kidding you when I say it's probably one of the greatest things I've ever seen. By the way, good for him. He's getting into the game, man. He really is. He's got something going with that shit.
Yo, when you think about before you watch this ad, while you're watching it, just think about what he did to Mikey's basement.
Come on, man. We're letting Caffone go. Come on. We're going to get
him. All right, I'll
but
stop.
By the way, he's a great sport. He's a great sport, by the way.
All right.
He's actually good at his trade, too.
This is
about to break ground on one of our biggest projects in 2026. Come see the before with us, because all of this is about to come down.
know. It is true. By the way, that's pretty good. That's good.
That's, I mean, tell me.
I think so too, bro. I thought it was hysterical. I think. By the way, good traction on that. Also, numbers wise, pretty good.
I didn't know Phone Construction was a he's a firefighter.
Oh yeah,
for a service.
Oh, Bob, and you.
Nutley's bravest. Nutley's bravest, Bob.
Nutley's bravest. What do you mean I've talked? You've talked shit about Capone, too.
I don't know Capone. He seems like a great guy.
Oh. we slammed him for... We've ripped Mikey's basement for years with what he did to that thing.
Capone, we're grateful for your service.
But yeah. When Holly told me about him being a firefighter and that when she came down to him just fucking hammering away and she was like, Paul, like... Do you want like some goggles or something,
Paul,
man?
You want a mask to put on? He's ripping asbestos down. It's coming down into his eyeballs. Oh, fucking insane, dude. Yeah, he's one of one.
Paulie was a part of the Patreon for quite some time.
Maybe we should call Paul, see what he says.
See what he says about Bochy.
Yeah. Ask him
out. I'll introduce him to Joe. He'll be like, Paul Caffone and Joe DeMare. I don't know. I'll see if I don't talk like that. Let me see if I can get him on the horn. Wait,
Mikey,
I don't know.
Mikey, can you ask if he has any regrets about your basement?
Sure.
All right. Like, if he would do anything differently.
I hope he answers, man. Come on, Paul. Come on. I never call
him. Sunday morning, I mean.
It's tough.
He probably thinks you're giving him another job.
He's definitely up with the kids. Maybe he's at church. Oh, that's disappointing. All right, moving on.
I will say something that has to go. Joe gave me a hard time for it, and Billy Bean walked into HQ yesterday, and it's scary. I was on the phone with him when he was walking in. The bobblehead is just one of the most horrifying.
That belongs outside of a business, not the first thing you walk into.
It's going to go in front of the bagel store. We've discussed
this. We're doing a separate one. I talked to Wasserman Group about it, but it's a separate one.
Just put that one there, Bob. You don't need a second bobblehead.
I think I do. I think I do.
My only request is if we ever get a Mikey bobblehead, make it like 10 feet tall. Like make it the biggest thing of all time.
Well, the problem with Bob HQ is it's now everything's tinted, so you can't see inside of it. So when you open the door, the first thing you see.
Yeah, it's scary.
It's like
smiling at you. It's horrifying, dude.
I will say that is one of the biggest wastes of money I've ever spent in my life.
And now you want to run it back for a second one, Bob.
Yeah, that's a business venture.
That's a write-off. That's a write-off.
Is it a write-off? I don't know.
I don't know.
Is that essential for a business?
Probably not, but Bob could maybe word it that it is. Could weave some of his magic on there, you know?
I do want to bring up something that I think needs to be discussed. I was thinking about this the other day, and I don't mean to ruffle anyone's feathers or anything, but I do think it's...
Okay, so when you say that, we automatically know that this is going to ruffle feathers, but go ahead.
It's not... I need to ask Bob about something because honestly, Mikey, I think this needs to be discussed. I really do.
Okay. No idea what he's going to go with here. Zero.
Michael's coming here in 2 weeks. I'm thrilled to see him. Very excited to have him coming for the weekend and what it's going to be great. And I enjoy having Mikey stay at our place. I do. I really truly enjoy having him stay at the place. What needs to be discussed, Mikey, which needs to be talked about, is at no point in time has Bob ever even suggested or invited or put it out there that like he's got a place now, eligible bachelor, lovely guy, that is wide open, extra bedroom, tons of space.
You know what?
Never put it out there, Michael, that you would be invited to stay in your home. So, Bob, I just want to ask you, like, do you not want Mikey to stay with you? Like,
no, that's not the case. But you know,
is there something I'm missing?
You guys had a really good thing going there. Hold on. Let me finish. You guys had a really good thing going there. Honestly, I actually was going to text Mikey because I'm at the point now I could use the company. It is a little bit lonely.
That's just the only reason I asked. Now, Michael, I'm thrilled to have Mikey stay with me.
I don't know. I don't know if you are now.
Oh, come on, Mikey. And you're not telling me the last time we didn't have a blast.
We did.
We had so much fun together.
We had a great time, but I mean, do you want me to split? Because this is a long trip. This is the longest trip I've ever come on.
I honestly,
how long are you here for?
I could use the company. Did you hear Joe?
How long are you here for? Oh. I mean, it's Friday, the 11th.
Friday to Monday.
To Tuesday because of the Breezy shoot on Monday. So yeah, it's Friday, you know, Saturday, else? Sunday, Monday, 4 nights, 5 days. That's a vacation.
Sunday, we're basically not even home.
That's Monday, I don't think we're home basically home. The whole time.
Mikey, I mean it. He's right. He is absolutely right. It was not a, but I could use the company. I really could. I think we would have a really fun time.
Mikey's committed to staying with us, and I'm happy to have it. I just
want to. That doesn't sound like it, though.
No, I just, by the way, if the shoe was on the other foot, Bob would have been pretzeling this, like, you know, toddler running around and
I cuts it. Easy.
I do believe, and this is no shot at Bob whatsoever. Not a shot whatsoever. I do feel like Bob has a much stricter structure of schedule at his home than Joseph does.
That is very true. I am
right. I don't want to mess with that whatsoever.
Now, that's not to say.
You're walking in from the hours of like 9 in the morning till 12. It's cameo time. You can't even make a peep because you'll ruin his cameo structure and his
cadence. There is a lot of that I am wildly regimented, which I don't may not be a great thing.
No, it's a good thing. It's important.
Yeah, and not to say that Joe's not by any means, but yeah, I'm like up at a certain time, doing this at a certain time, doing this.
Let me tell you something about living with the D-man, Bob, and you know as well as I. This man just goes with the flow, dude. Yeah, he goes. He wakes up. It's willy nilly for the rest of the day. Which, by the way. That's the American dream. It's willy nilly. It's a little willy nilly over there. It is the American dream the way you wake up. Is it not?
I wake up. I've been waking up at 5:30, 6 in the morning.
I'm not talking about the time. I'm talking about what goes on once those eyes open. That's what I'm talking about. Yeah. I'm talking about the D-man. He goes out into that yard. He has his coffee. The coffee's ready for the D-man. He's ready. He gives Luca a little, you know, he gives Luca a little something. He gives him a, you know, what about those ones? He'll give him a few of those. Then he goes outside, maybe bang out one or two cameos, but he's moving in his pace.
I get up. We got to feed the dog. We got to walk the boys. We got to get ready for breakfast time. So then it's time for me to play with Luca. Then we have breakfast time.
Look at those moms.
Then the structure kind of falls apart for me.
Yeah, but it is great though. But him and Nicole have a routine now. We have our breakfast. We have our coffee. Tita Flow takes over. Then it's Tita Flow time.
You guys have a good thing going.
Yeah, it almost sounds like Joe's trying to get rid of me a little bit.
A little bit.
Michael, I told you I'm very excited to have you.
And he didn't see this conversation going this way. I can tell you that.
I didn't.
Not the way. This is not what he saw.
He's got his talons in there twisting and turning. I just think this would be the case. If the shoe was on the other foot, Bob would have made some wild accusation about me not inviting you over and having. So I wanted to bring it to light.
But when Bob says we have a good thing going, I really do feel I've never felt closer to the D-man.
I would be
never
upset
in my life.
I would be upset if you went to Bob's instead of my place.
You would be upset?
Yeah.
Okay.
I want you to stay with me. I'm bringing it up to see what Bob's response was because naturally
he got a little panicked. I think Joe, he panicked a little bit.
Like the dog when the hairs go up on their back a little bit, like the hairs on the back of his neck stood up a little bit.
I would think we propose a half and half this week.
Mikey's mine. Mikey's mine. Like that. And by the way, some of the most enjoyable moments are those late nights with the cloud sessions.
I do want on the record. We do provide hotels as well. It's not like it is true. It's not like we're like, hey, Mikey, you got to stay at somebody's house.
But look, I've been. I'm a company man. I give back. I don't want that on the ledger. I don't want that on the ledger.
Pulled off for that Breezy thing, you could be staying at the fucking Ritz if you wanted to.
No need, Bob. No need. Let's get to where we
gotta go. Hey, you know what? Cuts is a nice.
And by the way, that's what Billy Bean tried. Billy Bean came down to do an Arby's ad, and he suggested the Ritz.
Get the fuck out of here!
Serious? He suggested the Ritz.
I didn't know we had a Ritz here.
I know. Ritz Carlton. She's like, there's no Ritz.
Dude, I got to tell you, when me and Holly came down for that one brief weekend, I looked at a couple places. I looked at Four Seasons. It was expensive. But I looked at the Breakers. Dude, the Breakers wanted.
Oh.
I mean, you're talking for one night. The
Beach Club's nice, Mikey.
I'm sure it is, but I mean, for what, it was double the price of the Four Seasons.
I stayed there only once because we did the Mark Wahlberg tournament. They put everybody up in that hotel. Why is that funny, Bob? That's...
I mean, it's objectively hilarious.
I mean, at me. Why? Well, we're both laughing.
It's nothing. Me and FP got asked to provide content for the Mark Wahlberg thing. It was for the match, and they put everybody up in that hotel. That was the only time I stayed there. I'm just saying it was very nice.
But you have to understand why it's funny, because the buildup I'm saying is like it's the most lucratively expensive place. And you're like, yeah, I stayed there once when I was invited out for the Wahlberg Invitational. That's Mark Wahlberg. If you know Mark Wahlberg, Marky Mark.
Trying to position it. I was just saying, by the way, I said that because I didn't want people to say that, think that I'm just going and staying there on a.
No, absolutely. Nobody can afford it.
I did do the one thing I did. I said when I came here 2 years ago, I was going to try. It's the most expensive brunch.
You did the brunch.
In all of Florida. When my mother came, I said I was going to take her to a lovely brunch. And, man, it's not cheap. But that thing, Mikey, is Mikey, you're talking stone crab. You're talking.
I know. Yo, He has to preface it. It's the most expensive brunch in all of Florida.
It is. The brunch was great.
Wasn't cheap, but it was. Dude,
it was unbelievable, dude. The nicest brunch I've ever had, I think.
Is it really good?
Well, no, the nicest is in Four Seasons Maui for my honeymoon. That's the best I've ever been to. I can't talk anymore, dude. I don't understand.
No, bro, please. It's the greatest, though.
I preface these things so people don't just think I'm entitled doing this all the time.
I mean, you're entitled to go on a honeymoon, are you not?
Well, that's why I said on my honeymoon, yeah.
Okay.
Let's play the clip. I think we got to play it. It's phenomenal. Mikey went on The Fan, which was just awesome to listen to, and he went on Carton's show. I swear to God, at the beginning, this guy called in. It was Joseph from Jupiter. You right away, Mikey, was like, this is not Joseph. When you said that, I thought it might be. When he did the, wow, Mikey. On the- I thought it was Joe. I was like, he's really calling in. Let's play that clip of Mikey on The Fan of the call-in from Petey.
I tell you what, I see the screen. It says Joseph and Jupiter. I don't know if Joseph, but let's find out.
Here's Joseph and Jupiter on The Fan. JoJo, how are you?
Oh, Michael on The Fan.
This is not the real Joey Colcutts. But it's somebody who does a damn good Joey Colcutts impression. Go ahead.
Craig, Michael. First time, long time, anything. It's your boy, Joseph, a.k.a. Cutsy. Listen, I'm just being honest. I'm sitting here on the back of my day bed and the cabana that Mikey slept over on last week. And quite frankly, as a 40-year-old Packers fan and a 40-year-old family man, father of one, and did I mention I'm 40? I could not be more ecstatic, Michael, when I saw the news that Jed York from the San Francisco 49ers was doing a goodwill mission in East Palestine to really, you know, solve the Middle East crisis. And as a Packers fan, I'll just be perfectly honest. You know, I'll put my hand up. I rarely put up a hand up. This time I'm doing a hand up. That was amazing. But quite frankly, I have never been happier to see this go down as a Packers fan, as a 40-year-old. Did I mention I'm 40? And anyway, the fact that this guy is a billionaire and is getting $140. First and foremost, now we know that inflation is crazy. $140 for a pro in East
Palestine, Ohio.
I thought that was really good. I really did. I thought that you didn't like that, D.
Yeah, no, it was pretty good. I guess imitation. I got to help the dog. Oh, is he okay? He's fine. Yeah. Imitation, they say, is the sincerest form of flattery. So, I mean, is that not what they say, Mikey?
The highest form of flattery or the sincerest? Yeah, whatever. Who cares? Yeah.
The guy's clearly a fan, and I thought it was funny. Now, I got to be honest. the gentleman that you did the show with, I don't think he had an idea of what was going on during that whole situation. I don't think he knew Craig? What was happening. Yeah, he had no idea what was going on. He was just kind of like, what is this?
Let
like,
me tell you something.
He doesn't know who the D-Man is.
He knows the D-Man. He knows Bob the D-Man. He knows.
Times were like, I thought he was like, he was like, we got to talk about what happened with Connolly. And I'm like, does he think that I'm Mikey? Like, that was confusing.
Oh, yeah. No. I don't. No, there's no way, because his oldest son, who's like 26, is a massive fan and found out that I was going on and was telling him, like, oh, Bob does sports, brilliant, right. Dumb show, like all of this stuff. So, no, I actually thought I thought Craig was very well prepared. He knew everything. And when I say everything, I mean everything.
So he knew. I felt like he didn't know who I was. Which, listen, knew. I'm not somebody to know.
Let me tell you. Oh, you are. Let me tell you something. More people than not know who you are at this point.
He was laughing at the call in at least.
The call was ridiculous. Regardless if you knew it or not, just to hear how the person was talking, you'd be like, this guy's talking like a, you know, like a schlep. Like, that's how I talk sometimes. You know, you hear me sometimes. That's kind of how I talk, but I didn't know if he knew who I was or not. You know, I wasn't
sure. He knows the D-Man. He knows the D-Man.
He seems like a nice guy.
Yeah, great guy. Couldn't have been better.
Is it cool being on that thing, Mikey? Like, you know, you grew up like listening to it. Is it cool to be on it?
Yeah, I loved it. I mean, there's, you know, circle. I've been listening. Yeah, very full circle moment. I've been listening, you know, since Mike and the Mad Dog when I was a kid. Bob knows, like when Bob was here, when he was in Jersey. That's what everybody's dad listened to it. Everybody in high school, when you're in high school, you going to school, getting driven to school. That's what was on the radio for a lot of us. And then, you know, getting older and you see Francesa get his own show and Boomer and Carton in the morning, and it's Boomer and Geo. It's crazy.
Oh yeah, Boomer and Geo.
No, but Carton was originally on with Boomer in the morning. That was the first show.
It's a tough business too, because it's like especially to get like the morning slots. Like if you're starting out, sometimes they'll throw you on like the overnight.
Oh,
but like it's like being like, oh, I want to be the announcer for the Yankees. Like somebody either has to like pass away, mm-hmm. or you have to wait till they retire, and then you have to be the next guy. And it's the same thing like with the fans. It's like you only get a certain amount of slots. They're on there for 4 or 5 hours, Boomer and Geo. And you have to really pay your dues. And also there's some luck involved to it too. It's a tough business.
I'd argue now is even more hard than ever before, because now, especially with sports radio or broadcasting or anything like that, you have so many ex-athletes now who are now in the game that they didn't used to do that before. Like you looked like 20, 30 years ago, they didn't have ex-athletes commentating in the broadcast, in the booth, in the sports shows. It was all these journalist guys who would make up the majority of that industry. And now and it makes sense. Like, you know, it started with like the guys like Tony Romo and now Brady and stuff. Like these guys know what they're talking about. So it's relevant and they're coming more and more.
You always had like these older guys that would do it, like Jimmy Johnson and Bill Cowher and, you know, Terry Bradshaw and like that group of like the older guard that did it. And now, but the thing to me is like when they make these announcers sometimes of the former players, Bob, and I think we've talked about this before, like sometimes it just flat out, it just misses. Like it just doesn't work. They're not good. And that's fine. Like it doesn't translate. Like you're a great football player, Hall of Fame football player. You're going to be good behind a microphone. Like it doesn't, there's no correlation really between the two, but it was an excellent experience. It was awesome.
You know, it was a fun moment for me. I don't know if you saw this go down, Joe, but we were with Kevin Kisner, and I said to Kisner, I said, you have to do me a favor. He does the play-by-play for NBC on the golf. I said, when you see Jet, you have to call him out because Jet has a problem with golf.
Oh, I was there when it went down.
Well, were you?
I've never seen Jet backpedal so quickly.
Oh, see, I wish I got to see it go down.
Oh, I saw it. It's one of the few times in my life where Jet realized halfway through he was not winning this.
Really?
And that he was clearly – well, I also, to Jet's credit, I'm not going to, like, throw him and make him sound like he was wrong. I don't think he was aware of how the situation actually is. So Kiz was telling us that when they're announcing, they don't actually know what's happening. So they're announcing as it happens. They're not like being told prior, like, oh, they just made a birdie. Like they don't know.
Just to preface it though. Yeah. Jet's issue is that when he's watching golf, and of course he's betting on it, that they'll be like, and just a moment ago, and yeah, they know that the putt went in, and he, that drives him nuts.
Rightfully so, by the way. I think that that's, it's hard, I guess, for them to be able to figure out logistically how they wouldn't do it that way, but I do understand the frustration. But I do think that stinks also.
Kiss told us that everything they're doing is in real time. So, like, that other part, they're not being told about. Like you should call Jed and ask him to explain, because I was kind of, like, in the middle of, on the side when they first started going at it, and then I saw Jed, like, be like, listen, I'm wrong. I've never seen that before. It's very rare.
Ask if he thought if Jet backed down.
Oh, no.
The gas man.
He's calling you?
Yeah, I'm not going to answer.
Live from the horse race?
Answer. Tell him the horse racing thing's ridiculous.
It's
all right. Hey, Rich. Rich.
Yes.
You're on the Brilliantly Dumb Show. You called it maybe the right time, maybe the wrong time. I guess it depends on the point of view.
Oh, well, good morning.
Sounds like it was a rough day at the races.
It was a great day. I advise anybody to go up there, see Saratoga. It's a beautiful place.
Does he regret the horse racing fantasy debacle?
Do you regret, this is from Bobby Fairways, do you regret the issues that we've had with the draft order for our fantasy football league in terms of all of the confusion with what race it was going to be, the scratching of the horses, the fight with Showtime? I'm going to call it a fight. That's what I think it was. I think it escalated beyond the point of argument, but that's just my perspective on it. Do you have an issue with any of that as the commissioner? Do you think that you did your due diligence? You tried to make it work, and you know, what do you feel?
I mean, it is what it is. We set something up and had a race to determine the draft order.
Correct.
I can't predict the future. I don't know if a horse is going to scratch or not.
Such an asshole. Happened to
scratch two horses in the fifth, which the original race was. Showtime thinks he's Notre Dame is here and can predict the future.
Wait,
tell us that.
Nostradamus.
Notre Dame,
you got your quarterback in Notre Dame, and you also got your halfback in Notre Dame.
He thinks he knows the future and says, oh, race 12 has 12 horses. Yeah, well, guess what? Race 12 also had two scratches, too. So
it's not easy being the commissioner. That's the bottom line.
Does he enjoy being the commissioner?
No, Bob wants to know.
It could be number one, but you know, you don't know what it's like to be number one.
Bob wants to know if you enjoy, like, do you take any enjoyment in this? Like, so far, is this more of like a daunting task, like an albatross over your neck?
Nah, I like getting under people's skin. It really makes my day go by.
That's a sick person.
What do we need?
Bob does say that's what the league needs, though.
We also need the punishments.
And Joe says we need the punishments to be reinstated, by the way.
Not for nothing, I did see a guy yesterday. I wish I took a picture. He lost his fantasy league, and he was at the track. He was his losing punishment was that he had a dress as Shrek. His face was painted green. He had the whole little get-up going. It's pretty embarrassing.
And he had to go to Saratoga dressed like Shrek?
And he was walking around Saratoga with the full outfit on.
Yeah, it was actually Louie.
Bob goes, it was actually Louie who that was.
Good. I got him to laugh.
Nice little chuckle out of the gas, man. Not easy to do. Guy doesn't like to laugh.
Keep him away from the stand-up, Bob.
I mean, my wife did. I don't know if you saw the picture of me and Rick Pitino.
Great.
I sent it to my wife. And she said, you didn't even smile that much on our wedding day.
It was a big old smile, Dick. It was a big old smile.
If there's a guy that can,
Hold on.
I think Dickie Gass and Rick Pitino have a lot in common. Like, I just could see them getting along well.
Bob says he thinks you and Ricky P got a lot in common, could see you guys getting along swimmingly.
Oh, me and Rick are right. 1 and 1A.
Really?
All right. Well, don't get ahead of yourself now, Dick.
Dick's going to be on staff at St. John's next season. He's going to be running the triangle offense next year with Ricky P.
The boxing one.
All right. I love you, Dick.
I love you.
Talk to you later. Yeah. Bye, Bone, Dick. That's a cut, by the way, on the I love you, Dick thing. Goodbye.
That's a tough clip. That's a tough clip. So that's a cut. That's a cut. Okay.
That is not a cut. That is not a cut.
That is a brutal, brutal fucking cut.
I love you, Dick. That's unbelievable.
That's quote of the week. I'm going to get fucked, dude.
Yeah, you got to do I love you, Dick, in quotes. That would be awesome. Like
fuck, hard, man.
I love the quotes face. EA does, man.
Shit.
That's awesome. By the way, I thought Dickie was going to be like, you know, Patino had the whole, like, the prostitution thing. Like, he was paying strippers and all that. I thought
Dickie, really?
Oh, my morals. He's like, no, he's one and one. Hey.
I mean, Bob. Yeah, no, they're simpatico, very simpatico.
All right. Sorry.
Love you, Dick.
Love you, Dick. Let's head to the buy or sell. What did you see that you liked? What did you see that you did not like? Mikey, you look ready to roll.
Yeah, I am ready to roll. As soon as I tell you that the buy or sell portion of our program is brought to you by our good friends over at Upwork. Upwork gives your business fast access to highly skilled specialists with deep expertise so you could fill critical skill gaps, launch projects faster, and scale support up or down without committing to full-time headcount, which is important if you're a business owner, as you well know. You could browse profiles, review past work, and get help scoping the role so you can hire with confidence and get started quickly. With Business Plus, you can access the top 1% of talent on Upwork. AI-powered shortlisting delivers a curated shortlist of top freelancers matched to your goals in under 6 hours. No endless searching required. So visit Upwork.com right now and post your job for free. That is Upwork.com to connect with top talent ready to help your business grow. That's UPWORK.com, Upwork.com.
Yeah, really nice, Michael. Okay, Mikey, take it away. Buy or sell, what you see like, what you didn't like.
Yeah, I'm going to I'm selling this. Joe already broke my balls earlier this week about it, and there's nothing I could do about it. I got to wear it because it's out there. This Chicago Bears social media team, PR team, who, by the way, the Bears Instagram account has had me blocked for 5 fucking years. I've been blocked by their Instagram account. Yeah. Total scumbags. Total scumbags.
No.
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know, Bob. Couldn't tell you.
Mikey, there's got to be.
Couldn't tell you. In the beginnings of Bear Down Cuz, when I was first putting out content and I was only doing Bears content only, okay, when I was on track to become the next NFL insider before my career was derailed by some antics of dear friends, I was commenting on Bears posts and I would be like, you know, if you really want fast news, I was like, follow my account. And they were like, you can't post that. You can't comment that on our page. And I was like, well, why not? Like, why not? So I didn't stop doing it, and they blocked me.
Mikey, I this is a call out from the Brilliant Dumb Show for the Chicago Bears to release our dear friend.
Free me. I mean, come on, man. Crazy. Enough is enough. It's been 6 years, bro. 5-6 years. It's outrageous. But anyway, back to my point. That aside, the Bears PR team taking pictures of these new uniforms, okay? Fine. Why in the world would you have Caleb Williams pose like that in the picture for the fucking new uniform, bro?
Oh, Bobby put in the group chat. It is.
Guy didn't see it. He fucking saw it. He knows what's coming.
Caleb Williams.
Really? I thought you had commented on it. All right.
Yeah. To be honest.
I mean, what are we doing, dude?
Oh.
Like, what are we? Why? Why would you? Number one. Why, like, unless maybe, look, maybe he wanted that. Maybe that's what he wanted. And you know what? If that's the case, then I got nothing to say about it. But if the Bears just told him to pose like that and posted it willy-nilly, that is going to be the meme of the fucking season. Yeah. Whenever he has a bad game, whenever they have a bad game, they just do this. The Bears do themselves no favors. They never, ever do. They never, ever have. They never, ever will. They never, ever on the side do anything good. Never, never. By the way,
those uniforms are not very nice either.
Yeah, no shit. Oh, my.
Good or bad that you're going to see that picture.
Oh, Kafo.
We got to take it. I think we got to take the call.
Hey, Paulie.
My man, what's up, brother? How are you?
I'm good, brother. You know where you are right now? Live on the Brilliantly Dumb Show right now.
I'm just leaving church, bro.
You see what I said? What a man of God, you know what I said? I said when I called you, I said he's a good boy. He's probably a church.
Man of God, dude.
Yeah, checking out with the whole gang.
Good for you, man.
My kids.
How are the kids?
Yeah. Great, man. Great. Everyone as well.
Good.
We're going to take a ride today, do some family day Sunday.
I don't think we can ask about Peyton anymore.
I think we got Bob and all the guys that said hello.
Oh, yeah. They say hi right back. They hear you. They hear you. You can't hear them. Bob, what do you got?
What's up, guys?
Well, tell him I loved his ad, and we got a lot of work we need done at Bob HQ.
Bob said he loved the ad with the house getting torn down.
That's it. I'm trying to be a movie star like you guys.
Oh my God. And then Bob also said that Bob HQ needs a lot of work. If you're willing to fly down to Florida, it needs a lot of work.
Whatever we got to do, we'll make it work. He knows how to get me.
We love you, Paulie. He
says he loves you.
Fam, tell him the family man.
Joe also says he respects how much of a family man you are, and that tugs at the heartstrings for him.
At the end of the day, that's all that matters, man.
Wow, yeah. what a real one.
Dude. Yeah.
That's it, my man.
All right, Paulie, enjoy your day. I love you, pal. Be well, man.
A wonderful man.
Nutley's bravest, Paul Caffone, ladies and gentlemen.
Bob, you have gone at that guy.
They barbecued and fricasseed this man countless times, dude.
That's not fair, Joe. By the way,
Bob, you got Cornelius. You don't need no help in Bob.
Correct. But don't say we together might have made a mistake.
I don't know Caffone.
Joe's wiggling out of that one real quick.
Can we both agree that he busted his balls about the basement as much as me?
Well, Joe's gonna ride right on the back tail of any of that kind of stuff. He's gonna join on there. Wonderful man. He couldn't have been nicer.
He's going to hang out with his family. Nothing but high regards for the fellas.
Yes.
Even after slander.
He used to come on the happy hours and talk a lot of shit.
I mean, you get a couple glasses of red wine in him. Anyway, back to the cell. Look at what we're dealing with already, bro. Look at this, dude. No, that's not real. But this one is, and then they're just AIing the red. This is the real picture. That is the real picture. And then out of that, they're just fucking AI. Look at my king. What they're doing to him, bro? Look what they're doing to my king, dude. Like, why would the Bears do that? We're just opening. We had such a good thing going at the end of the year. The vibes were so high, and I just feel like this year is going to be tough. It's going to be tough. So I'm selling the Bears PR team. We got to figure it out a little bit. I thought that was out of line.
Sent in the graphic of the quote of the week, Brilliant Dumb Show, before the episode's even done. And I love you, Dick. That is unbelievable. Look at Mikey's face. That is unbelievable.
With the fucking hearts all over, dude.
That is unbelievable. Oh, Mr. V, man.
There's just no way of explaining that. Hey.
The Bears are going to come back after Mikey talking about them taking the picture of Caleb. Be like, hey, Mikey, why are you saying you love Dick?
Yeah.
They got to unblock him first, though.
They'll never see it. That's right. They'll never see it. So I'm okay. Yeah.
Dude, when Mikey said that he was blocked by the Bears and then acted as if it was just out of the blue for no reason.
I mean, it basically was, Bob.
I don't even think the Bears have blocked me.
So let me get this straight. An organization that's got millions of followers worth billions of dollars is upset that I'm commenting on their open, by the way, freedom of speech. I think it's outrageous.
Oh, they haven't blocked me.
No, they haven't. Why the fuck would they block you?
I was talking shit for a little bit, but.
Yeah, but that's what it is.
That's what it is. That's tough, man. That's your team. Yeah, I know. Imagine the Yankees blocking you.
It'd be a cold day in hell.
Yeah.
Oh my God. I wouldn't be able to sleep at night. I got the Packers DMing me and saying that they're gonna bring me out to a game this year. But there's room on the Packers side. We could bring you on board, dude.
Your own team
doesn't want you.
Dude. I'll never
it's that they don't want you.
Bob, you block enemies. You block people.
Hey,
that
you know
you
what,
don't
Joe? I only need one team in my life.
one team besides my family. This is the team. This is the team right here. That's the only team.
This team will always be there for you.
Oh, come on, Bob.
What? That was a compliment. That's very Paul Caffone of you. That's
now he's using Caffone as a comparison for these things.
All right.
Hey,
man. Come on. Now I'm getting pretzeled.
I would like to buy this week.
All right. Let's go over to you. Let's take it away.
I'm trying to keep it moving for your sake, by the way. I would like to buy this week, and this is something that I've, you know, you always see it from time to time on TV. Haven't spent much time, and then I kind of started watching it this year. And I told Bob the other day, the World Little League Series is unbelievable, dude. These Little League World Series, Nevada's about to play Curacao. I'm telling you, dude, these kids, they play their fucking heart out. Mikey, you're laughing, but have you not watched these kids play?
I'm only laughing because you called it the World Little League Series. That's the only reason I'm laughing.
The Little League
Other than that, I mean, I've been watching the Little League World Series for years because Tom's River won it the one year. Tom's River, New Jersey, shout out.
It's fucking awesome to watch. And there's like certain teams where they have like this ace pitcher who just goes out. There's always a storyline. Like, dude, I really, really enjoy I watched it the other night. There was nothing on. I didn't have really much to wager on, but I was watching it and it was really enjoyable. And these kids are like, you know, baseball's like their life.
Can you wager on the Little League World Series?
No,
I don't think so. I mean, maybe, I don't know.
I mean, I would never advocate for it. I'm just asking.
Yeah, that would be dangerous. Also, Petey, you're off till football season.
Yeah, that's true.
I am. Yeah.
So you got to survive. You got to survive the next five business days.
Yeah. All right. Well, in all honesty, when I said I thought it was like 2 weeks out, I didn't realize we were so close.
Oh, we're close. We're close.
Yeah, dude.
Just so I could clarify from my travels, am I staying at your place or am I staying with Bob?
I thought, Mike, you're welcome.
You're staying with me.
All right.
Mikey, let me tell you what. Mikey, you're going to get treated a lot better at my place.
This week, man.
I'm so with all due respect, changing sheets, putting like little like favors on the bedside.
She does. That is one of the wilder things that Nicole does.
It's
though.
Like it a really hotel.
They put like on the bedside table when I stay at Joe's. Now, Bob, no disrespect to you, but I you're an attention to details guy, but I don't know about to this degree. She puts out like several different like canned beverage options, like a bag of nuts. It's like staying at a, it literally is like it's staying like, in a hotel. It's crazy.
Honestly, Mikey, you should probably stay there. That's not good.
By the way, I will say this. Nicole absolutely loves Mikey and she loves Holly. She keeps saying like, can Mikey bring Holly? And I was like, I don't think Holly can come this time. But like she actually, and by the way, I think it's something to discuss. She is really all in on like us doing an Italy trip next year, like all of us like going something. With like it would be
the content tremendous. Alone would just be watching Joe work in Italy, dude, would just
and
be-
there we could ask how they pronounce Bocce.
Yes, and Damar as well,
then we can finally get our answer.
Yes.
All right. I'm buying. I want to give a YouTube shout out. I watched it yesterday. They did a really good job. He's been in the scene for like a year or two. The Backyard Cup, believe it or not. They did like Nut was in there. It was like almost like a internet invitational type thing. D'Angelo Russell. And it was really cool. He had like NBA players in it. Bronny played in it. Austin Reeves, who might be my favorite human on the planet right now. Very entertaining. One of the nicest guys. But it was kind of like an internet invitational type thing. They did a draft. They had a good roster. And it was really, really well done. They put out like a 4-hour long episode for the first one. I don't know if that's going to be the full thing. I'm like halfway through. But just tip of the cap. It was really, really good. And I think eventually you're going to get like LeBron in one of these things as well. Like I think it's just going to get bigger and bigger. You're going to have bigger tournaments as well.
All these things are good for everybody in the YouTube golf space. What is it? Rising tides rise all ships or something like that. Like basically I got the saying right or not is that the amount of attention that it's drawing towards the area that we reside, Bob, is very, very good for business. It's good for everybody. It's very, very exciting.
you know, I was at the gym the other day and LeBron FaceTimed me and I'm on the elliptical. So I have him up on the thing and there's people behind me at the gym and I'm not even thinking of it. So I answer the FaceTime and I'm just pumping. I'm fucking pumping on this elliptical and we're talking. So we're talking for a little bit and a guy walks by. So we hang up, a guy walks by and he's like looking at me and looking back, looking. And it's almost like he was trying to figure out if
what
that
the fuck was
like,
going on.
It was like an older guy. Yeah. And he was like trying to figure out if like that was like really LeBron on and watching him like try and figure that out was hilarious.
It's fucking great.
Well, yeah. The concept for FaceTime for older people just doesn't exist. It's like they're my mom has figured out how to use like the WhatsApp FaceTime call. My dad does not, he would not know how to do it. My dad doesn't even have a smartphone, dude. Like, it's just not.
You don't need a smartphone when you're as smart as he is. You don't need one.
Yeah, when my dad will answer it and you'll just see like his whole, like, like no, we just can't. I will say that the people that we may have talked about before, the people I almost want to sell, the people that you don't really know that FaceTime you is wild. Like, there's some people like you had just met and they'll like FaceTime you. That to me is wild. Like call, don't the FaceTime there is a weird
FaceTime. FaceTime is very intimate, personal. Very personal.
It's an intimate exchange, you know,
very personal.
Now it's not a shot at LeBron. LeBron can FaceTime me whenever.
Means he holds you in high regard, Bob. That's very, very good to hear.
100%. We're there very now good. After the second trip, yes. But a lot of people FaceTime you that you don't really know, and it's just like it's a bold play.
The worst is someone who FaceTimes you from an unknown number, as if I would ever 100%. In a million years. I don't know who this number this is. I don't know you clearly. You're not saved in my contacts. For you to think that I'm gonna answer FaceTime is bizarre. That's crazy.
Yeah, it's a wild move. But yeah, I wanna give a shout out to Backyard Cup. Very, very cool series. Now that's all fun and games. I'm going to be honest. I'm really not looking forward to this. I got a text from Mikey this morning. You have saying you have to bring a pen and paper for the S-Bob. Joe came me to just fucking rile up and get going. He called me that this one's going to be a bruiser and all that. So, like, let's get into this S-Bob. Where are we going with this?
All right. I'll start us off here, Mikey.
All right.
This week for the ass, Bob, we have Bobby pronunciations.
Oh.
So I have a list of words, Bob, that are going to be on the screen. And we're going to start from the top and going to work our way down to the bottom. And I would like you to do your best at pronouncing these words.
Do you whenever want me to step out so people can know them?
No, we can do it in real time. It really doesn't matter. So we're going to start from the top here, Bob. Okay. The first word there, Bob, if you would start there and we can work our way down.
Joe, just use the mic. Oh, it's shut off. Shut off.
Oh, shit. Oh, okay. You can see that, Mikey? Can you see that?
Yeah. And we're right where your position is perfect because we hear you better.
Yeah.
Can I just skip the first word?
No, absolutely.
You got to start from the top and go down.
Okay. Time.
Yes.
Bingo. One for one.
Epitome.
Two yes. for two.
Noki.
Three for three.
Fuchsia.
Four for
wow,
four.
Wow. That is one I did not think Bob would get.
Conscientious.
Five for five.
Bob is killing it, dude.
Faux pas.
Six for six.
Holy shit.
Hors d'oeuvres.
Seven for seven.
Oh, my.
Now, this one, he's definitely going to know.
Colonel. Colonel. Colonel.
Colonel. Colonel. Yeah, we've been down that road.
Yeah.
Seven for eight, though. So far, he's crushing
it
still.
Yeah.
I feel like I let you down, Mikey. That face was brutal.
Well, because the Colonel video.
I know.
Yeah.
Okay. Sorbet.
Yes. That's a banger.
Q.
Yes.
Yes.
Connoisseur.
Yes.
Wow.
This one's going to be bad. Opaque.
opaque, but opaque's good.
Niche.
Yes.
Regime?
Yes.
Yes. Oh, this one.
This is a tough one. this is a tough one.
Is word of origin, that's like an illness, right?
No.
No.
Yeah, I don't. Amphetamine?
Pseudonym. Pseudonym.
So that's a hard one, though.
That's a tough, that's a tough last one. It's a tough one.
Hyperbole.
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 I mean,
yeah. I tell you what, that's a passing grade. That's a passing with flying colors grade.
That was way better than I could have.
Very good. Very good, Bob.
That is a win for Bob Regard. I think you got three wrong. Like that was really, really
well.
That was
really, well thought really out well one. Done.
That was fun. That was a different. Really, that was a
right.
Different.
It's a little bit different, right?
Yeah.
Like we're changing it up a little bit.
That was good.
We can't just keep doing the same Pictionary. So like we're trying to mix it up a little.
Who
bit.
Who gave you the words, Joe?
I found it on a thing on like a TikTok, and I thought
some guy makes his dad do it, and his dad just butchers it. Like his dad.
To be honest, Bob, you did really well.
Okay. Yeah, the colonel thing.
This is good.
Okay. Now I have written down the correct answer. Bob, with a pen and paper, I would like this is one request. This isn't multiple. I would like you to write out for me what the capital letter G in cursive writing looks like. A capital G in cursive writing.
What?
The you capital G in cursive.
I mean, he's on a roll. Maybe he'll get this.
Maybe he will, dude.
No,
we will need a sample though, just for science. We will need.
I'm very intrigued to hear.
Oh, I'm fascinated.
Whoa. Time to show and tell, Bob.
No. Come on, give me a little bit more.
All right.
No. You're good. I mean, it's one letter. I don't know what you could be doing over there. Is there like some scratching going around? Like,
yeah, good. Yeah, it's not good. I can't tell you the last time I wrote in cursive. The fucking fraudulent form of.
By the way, you're going to want to watch both of these on YouTube because you're going to be able to see
you
it.
You need the visuals.
It's not right. I know it's not right. It looks like a breezy hat. Like that.
Breezy hat?
There's a breezy hat. The breezy hat that Billy was wearing yesterday, Joe.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, shit.
Let's see
how
it,
the
Bobby.
Fuck do you remember?
Oh, my God.
This is what the correct cursive G would look like.
Yes, Michael. Yeah. That's what
the correct cursive G would look like. That is something.
Let me see the right one again, Mike.
Yeah, let's see Bobby's. He just put like a strike through the.
I had no idea.
I just ripped the paper off. I'm sorry. That's just a G with a loop at the top of it. That is excellent. That is excellent. Oh, cursive, man. a dying form of penmanship.
I like cursive. I like to write in cursive.
You think it should be dead cursive, Bob?
When do you need to write in cursive?
You know when I like to write in cursive? In a card, like a wedding card or something like that. You know what I mean?
I mean, it's just one of those things in school that you just never. Now, look, who am I to tell you what school should and shouldn't have taught you? I'm probably not the best guy in this case right now. But, you know, it's ridiculous.
Okay.
That being said, overall, Bob, I think you did pretty good.
Yeah, good showing. A good showing.
Yeah, the cursive.
You know what? I would say the cursive, like, I don't think a lot of people who are pretty well, like, versed in different things, cursive is something it's like not, I don't know, a lot of people.
The younger kids may not even know what cursive is.
Yeah.
So I think you're going to be fine.
That one, I'm kicking myself. What I said, hyperbole. Hyperbole, I
can't believe the colonel, though, Bob. I can't believe
it. I know.
Because the colonel's just been it's been a talking point for so long now. Like, that was one of the original Bobby Heaters. That
I know.
But I'll be honest, Mikey, he,
He did very well on that list.
He exceeded my expectations.
Now,
also, though, that list is a little niche to what Bob did when he was at Four Seasons. Like, he's going to know hors d'oeuvres. He's going to know, like, faux pas, certain things.
He doesn't need to know.
No, not necessarily, but some of those, like, menu items, like, that you see on the menu, like, he's going to know that. Like that's Connoisseur, his wheelhouse.
He did pretty damn fucking good, Bob.
Yeah, it was good, Bob. It was good.
Yeah, the more I think about it, I'm starting to think I didn't do so great. You know, when you think about the L's, the cursive sucked. That was tough. I never saw
But cursive, there. Again, cursive is, I think there could be very smart people out there who don't know how to write in cursive. So I don't think that's.
I do wonder if in schools, if they teach it anymore.
I don't know. Great question. I'll ask Dom. He's going into second grade. We'll see what they do in second grade.
Do they do typing class, like where you have to type out?
Maybe on the computer to learn the QWERTY keyboard.
I used to take that Mavis Beacon program.
You had to do it in a timer. Yeah.
And I would think that would be something that actually with the amount of
I think they, I, they probably do. They definitely still do computer class. I would think. I don't know. Again, who knows what goes on?
Maybe parents in the chat could let us know, but like, I wonder if there's things that teach kids, like if they teach kids now based off of, like, I know they probably don't do this, but like AI type stuff. Like, are they changing school programs based off of some of the new technology and stuff that
sure,
we have?
I'm sure they are, because my thought is like, how do these teachers know now that the paper is not just an AI generated most of it? Like, I don't know. It's got to be a rough time to be a teacher, dude.
Grill Guy was here. We went out for a drink with him the other day, and I was asking because I thought maybe he might still be doing some kind of teaching or. No, he hasn't for a while, but I was going to ask him, like, and I'd like to ask any teacher, like, how do you check for some of these ChatGPT things that kids might be using? Like, they got to have, like, anti-ChatGPT, like, search engines on their, like, computer that are, like, locked in. Like,
this ain't like the Joey D paper writing service of, you know, 2002, man.
I'll never forget one of the first classes, my guy Nick Beatrice, we ended up being in every class together, total idiot. And I love him, but just we belonged in the same classes. One of the first classes I had with him, and it was like eighth grade when we got back. And then we were together for the rest of high school in every class. They gave us a test, and I was cheating off of him. It was one of those Scantrons, and he goes and he hands in his thing, and he comes back and he sits down and he goes, "You got the wrong guy, man." And he's like, never acknowledged while it was going on, but I was cheating off him. He just comes in, "You got the wrong guy," and we both got a D.
Yeah. Well, remember Joe's motto, if it's not a B, it's free.
It's free.
If it ain't a B, you get it for free.
That's it. That was the motto of the D-Man paper writing service.
This is Becca and Tanya from Scrubbing In with Becca Tilly and Tanya Rad.
Becca, can I ask you a question? How do I convince myself I need something before I buy it?
Oh, so we're doing that today.
Well, I'll be shopping online and suddenly I'm like, well, technically this counts as self-care.
You're definitely not alone there.
That's why Klarna stands out. It's about smarter tools that help you feel more confident with your money.
Klarna brings payments, cashback, and money management together in one place with flexible ways to pay. It helps you make smarter money moves without the stress.
That's the goal, right? Having tools that make your money work with you.
Download the Klarna app today or visit Klarna.com to learn more. California resident loans made or arranged pursuant to a California finance law license. NMLS number 1353190. Klarna balance account required to be eligible for cashback points. Limitations, terms, and conditions apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Boys, we got a really fun top five coming up this week. I think this is going to be absolutely great. Shout out EA for the recommendation. We already talked about it in the beginning of the episode. Now, Mikey, Tracker came out with it. Mikey is now one away from Joe. He's really? One.
By the way, I don't know. I thought I was going to run away with last week, and then somehow Mikey steamrolled.
I thought you were too. I do. Mikey
the
has
Big really... Mac. The Big Mac Whopper seemed to be the thing that everyone was like. Big Mac Whoppers. That's.
And we gave you a hard time, Mikey, because you were way down in the polls.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, and he's now got it to within one. So credit to you. It's been a good comeback. Last week, I think I'm almost positive I came dead last.
You did.
I've been on a fucking cooler. And so Mikey won. But Mikey, why don't you tell the folks what they're getting today, even though we already kind of talked about it, and then we'll let you decide where you want to go.
Yeah, EA came up with another banger, I think. Top five hills to die on. So top five, basically your takes that may be a little controversial, but you're going to die on that hill. You're going to defend it to the grave. Now, Joey D had a little trouble interpreting what exactly this meant, but I think we have clarified it. I think he's comfortable now. Is that right, Joe, or...
I think so.
Okay. All right. I'm going to go third. I'm going to pick third today.
Yeah, I guess there's really... You go ahead, Pete. Where do you want to go?
I mean, I might as well go one, I guess. I don't think anybody's going to have the same one, so I don't think it really makes...
That's why I'm like, I'll just go third, because I don't think that everyone will have the same ones, so...
All right, I'll start off.
I think I know one of Bob's, by the way. I really do.
I know one, yeah.
I think I know one. One specifically. I think I know. Maybe not.
I'm going to start off by saying, okay, here. The boarding process for airplanes should be boarded back to front.
Wow. So group five, group six, group five.
I think it's more of an inconvenience sitting in your seat waiting for all the people to get by you. You're restricted. You're sitting down than to be the last people on with all the space that you need to put in your compartment. And then you don't have to wait. If there's a delay or something, then you're the last one on and then you leave. You shouldn't have to sit there and wait while the rest of the plane gets boarded.
Okay.
But D, if you upgrade to first class, will you feel the same way?
Yeah. I'm saying if I'm in first class, I would rather wait to get on the plane than to be in the seat having to wait while all these people board. Like, I could be free to do whatever I need, and I'm the last person on. Then we take off, and you don't wait at all.
I don't hate that at all.
Yeah.
I really don't.
Okay, I'm going to go ranch over blue cheese, and that's one of the most controversial. People get up in arms about it. I just think his ranch is so much better than blue cheese.
I don't know. I think most people are ranch. But that being said, the blue cheese connoisseurs, Bob, they will go war. Yeah. I think they're outnumbered, but I do think they're very strong, the people who believe that blue cheese is better.
I'm gonna give one, and I think it's controversial. Great pizza doesn't need toppings. Good pizza does not need pizza doesn't need toppings. Like, a good pie does not need, you don't need pepperoni, you don't need margarita, you don't need meatball. A good pie stands alone. It doesn't, it clears all others. Doesn't need toppings.
It's not going to give you any problems with that, but I don't think there's a lot of people that are going to argue that. I would say 90% of people.
You think so? I don't think so. I think people fucking die. They always, whenever you go somewhere, oh, I want pepperoni. Oh, I want this. Oh, I want that. I don't know.
But maybe they think the pizza's not great. But no, I don't have an issue with it, Michael.
Okay. Pizza, no toppings. I'm willing to die on. It's got to be another food one, I would think. Oh, boy. Lights just flickered. Coffee does
not need to be, or it's more of like a sell. Like, I'm willing to die on the hill that black coffee is so overrated. Like, black coffee is just an overrated thing. Like, people die on that hill. I'm dying on the opposite hill. Like, coffee needs flavor to it. Coffee needs something. It needs milk. It needs sugar. It needs cream. It needs something. Opposed to these people that are the diehard black coffee. I think you talk about cults, Bob. That's a big cult. The black coffee cult is you're part of that cult. You're part of that.
I think black coffee is drinking it the way that it was meant to be. You know,
just ordered a fucking iced butter pecan last week, Joe. What are we talking about?
I'll try it from time to time, but like, I normally have my coffee, like I have my espressos. I don't add anything.
Espresso, maybe a little different, but a coffee, I need, it has to have something in it. I think black coffee, I don't know how to phrase it the correct way. That's the unfortunate thing. Going to be a tough graphic session here.
I guess they're in for a tough, but yeah.
Oh.
Overrated. I mean, I will say, Mike, the guys who do love black coffee, they let you know. That is.
I would just say, Mikey, coffee. You just say coffee needs cream.
Well, no, I didn't. Because I think sugar, anything. Coffee
I don't know. I'll figure it out. But no black coffee. Coffee needs
additives.
Yes. Coffee needs something.
Okay, I'm going to give one. It was a very controversial thing for Bob to sports. I think much more people are in on my side here, but the drums people will tell you otherwise. Flats over drums any day of the week. Hands down.
All right. It's my turn. Here's one for you, Michael.
Go.
I will always prefer sitting inside of a restaurant as opposed to sitting outside.
Agreed.
I don't care what the view's like. Give me a clear pane of glass window that I can sit next to and look out. Bugs, wind, fucking the elements. They will make your eating experience, especially if you're going somewhere nice, they can completely ruin it.
Indoor dining only.
Yeah, I agree.
Daylight savings is bullshit.
Okay. I'm going to say New York pizza or East Coast pizza is better than Italy Neapolitan pizza.
Really, Bob?
I think so, definitely. Yeah, I do. I would rather have a New York slice. I would say New York slice over Italian Neapolitan. I think I'm going to go all food.
I'll die on this sports hill forever because I've argued it time immemorial with everybody. I do think that in the totality of all sports, professional, across every sport, baseball, basketball, football, I do think that Ohio State, Michigan is the greatest rivalry, not in college sports. I think it's the greatest rivalry in sports, period. I'll die on
better that. Better than Bears, Packers?
Yes. Goes longer. It's got more history to it. Yes. The hatred level is much more. I don't hate Packers fans the way I despise Michigan fans for the most part. And then I got another one. Oh, Jesus. This one seems to get under people's skin as well. It's a food take like Bob. One is better than the other. And Bob hates this one too, but pancakes clear French toast every day of the week. A truly great pancake clears great French toast. It just does. I'm sorry.
I'm okay with that. That's what LeBron had said in the episode, and I agree with that. I think a great pancake can
He's a pancake guy? I didn't see him say that. Is that right? Good.
But I do think, though, I think you get more quality. Like, if you give me 100 orders of pancakes, 100 orders of French toast, I'm taking the French toast.
Fair.
You know? Because I think pancakes can be...
There's more room for error when they get, like, too doughy, thick, dried. Yeah.
Exactly.
All right. Go ahead, Bob.
Oh, fuck. What number pick is this for me?
Four.
Probably.
Four.
I'm going to go with oysters are overrated. Petey?
So now I get two?
Mm-hmm.
I got a lot of the things here I just don't know. All right. I'll breakfast should be offered all day. Like, you should be able to go into a McDonald's for lunch and order a McGriddle. Why not?
No, I agree.
See, if you lived in Jersey, you would be able to live that dream of yours because you could just go to a diner and get breakfast at any time of the day. It's why.
Oh, Jersey's unbelievable.
That's one thing that, like, that's really, like, something that.
I don't know why they don't do that more places.
Say it again, Bob.
Did you ever dive into that TikTok of those two retired
the
guys?
The diner guys? Yeah, that you said.
They found themselves eating at diners, talking about how great retirement is.
Yeah.
And it's just them enjoying their meal, and I love it.
Yeah, diners are just...
It's diners, man.
Jersey diners just different, man.
All right, Pete, last one.
I got a few here, but I... Nickelback's a great band. I think they get shit on all the time. And Creed, too. I'd put Nickelback and Creed are both great bands, dude.
Well, we're going with Nickelback, though, for this, right?
Sure.
I think Creed's great too. I don't know why they get made fun of.
I think Creed made a big comeback. People came back around on Creed recently.
I don't think they have. I think Creed gets wildly disrespected. I think
I would put both of those.
If Pete Nickelback, I'll take Creed. I think Creed is.
Oh, you're gonna bounce back off.
That is one of the wilder.
That's crazy, man. I said Nickelback and Creed, and then Bob's taking Creed.
Correct.
A committee's got to step in here, Michael. We can't.
I mean, here's the thing about the Creed. Here's the thing about the Creed Nickelback thing. I don't think you could take both. I think you got to pick one or the other. Yeah. Now, Joe, if you want to say you're taking Creed. You did say it first, okay, but I you can't have both. I don't think that's allowed. I don't think that's fair.
Yeah, I don't. I mean, I don't see an issue. I respected your take. It was a good one, and I took Creed. I have it on my list. No, Michael, over to you.
Okay, last one.
There's a lot now.
I'm gonna give you this. I'm gonna give you this. Out of all of the cuisines out there, I know. Out of all of the cuisines out there, you could talk about Italian, you could talk about Greek, you could talk about
Japanese.
I feel like nothing, no food, no cuisine hits hunger. No cuisine hits that hunger spot like Chinese. Nothing. Wow. Nothing. I think Chinese is the top hitting cuisine in when you're in that mood to just eat. Don't have to be in a Chinese mood. Just I'm talking about when you're in a ravenous mood, no cuisine hits like Chinese.
I almost sent you, Michael, there is a Instagram reel. I saw top 10 Chinese restaurants in New Jersey. And I was
I saw that. That hit my algorithm.
How many
Denville,
of them?
That place in Denville, the number one spot, that's Hunan Taste.
Hunan Taste.
So they have one in Montclair, which is the place we order from for New Year's Day. That's where we order from. The other one that they own in Montclair, Hunan Taste is. Hunan Taste is.
There was
fun.
One that was like Wayne something, John, or Wayne something like Chinese. Some of this Mandarin Palace, like some of the names.
Chinese to me is just like if I could eat any cuisine every day and not worry about gaining weight, I would eat Chinese food every day. I think they have every base covered. I think you could go in so many different directions, pork, chicken, vegetable, seafood, appetizers, cold, hot. It's so versatile. To me, it's the top dog. It is.
You know, that's it, Mikey. That was your last one, right?
It was.
You know, a couple ones I got left off. This one I feel very strongly. Parking forward is more efficient than reverse parking in to a parking spot.
Oh, the reverse parkers, Bob, are going to come at your throat.
They are, and then the one that I forgot, Taylor Ham over pork roll.
I thought you were going to see that
great one.
Yeah,
great
one.
Especially for the Jersey crowd. Yeah,
and then another one. I think LeBron. I truly feel LeBron is better than MJ, and people are going to hate that. Ooh. That is the most. I really do.
I think you're actually doing yourself a service not putting that in your top five, though. I think you would have lost. I think you would have got crushed by some of the votes.
Could have, but I feel strongly about it.
Yeah.
To show you guys that I wasn't making up, that I didn't know this, these are some of the things I have written down here, which are just some of them are wild. Like, I don't think they're applicable.
Go ahead.
Like, I wrote, cars shouldn't have brights. They only make it less safe for drivers when other drivers are using them.
That's a hill to die on. I mean, I don't know how great it is, but that's a position.
I want to hear this list.
Yeah.
Not everything needs to be an app. Just let me use the website.
That's actually very good.
Really?
I agree, because every time you try to go on the website, it tries to take you to download an app. I think that's actually great.
I had another one here. I don't know if these are applicable.
That's how far they are.
Yeah.
Leftover pizza cannot be eaten hot. There's simply no way to rewarm it where it tastes good the next day.
Yeah, that I would disagree, because the air fryer does it really well, or you broil it.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, it'll crisp it. You can't microwave it. That's the thing with pizza. Once you microwave it.
Oh, man.
I don't know, Bob. If you toast it in the oven...
Is it?
Yes. The problem is the microwave is completely. The microwave destroys it. You can't.
But even in the oven, it's hard. You got to get it a perfect medium to like.
It's a pain. It's a pain in the ass to do it in the oven.
What are some items that you would say gets better when it sits?
Lasagna.
Lasagna, when it settles, and congeals, the cheese can, this is so fat, dude, but when that cheese congeals and gets gooey, like real, like that is good. Lasagna's
gotta sit. I would also argue like a good soup or like a chili that gets time to really ferment and really.
Talk about the cults, the chili cult. Oh my God, the chili people.
Chicken salad.
Any of the pastas and stuff like that, or macaroni salad, any of those things. Should I read it? I got two more things.
Yeah, read them off.
Iced coffee drinks have ruined the traditional cafes.
Well, what do you mean by ruined? Because it just created too large of a menu?
Yeah, it just takes away from the essence of like a proper coffee. Mm. Like, I have jeans are becoming a thing of the past. Who wears jeans anymore? When was the last time you saw somebody wear jeans?
Well, I've worn jeans, I feel like.
Michael, you have nice different types of pants, khakis, and different, you know, different styles.
I'm big on the jean that's not blue.
You know,
that sounds weird, but like,
but I would think of jean as a traditional blue jean.
Yeah, like a blue jean. I know what you're saying, like that real Wrangler style blue jean.
That's
but I do love like a black wash jean or a white wash jean or a gray or a, you know.
Michael, here's one for you.
You don't like jeans, Bob?
I mean, I do. I just
you used to wear jeans, Bob. Not anymore now.
Yeah, I just don't think they're that comfortable. I haven't found like a good pair that's like.
There's some new jeans now that you can find. They're like sweatpants. They feel like the same consistency. And Muggsy. They're really nice.
Muggsy has a jean.
That looks like jeans. See, that I like a lot.
Yeah.
Aliens and UFOs are real. How could you not believe in them?
Yeah.
Moon landing was staged. FaceTime should be limited to family and close friends only. I don't know.
Mikey, can you read off the lists?
This is going to be a heavy lift for Bone Man, dude.
Yeah, this
Joe's like, how do you visualize? Like, just make a line of people. Joe has the last groups on the plane should board first. Sitting indoors at restaurants only. Daylight savings being bullshit. Breakfast should be served at places all day long. Nickelback is a great band. Bob's got ranch over blue cheese, flats over drums when it comes to wings, New York style pizza over Neapolitan style pizza, oysters being overrated, very good take, and Creed being a great band. I've got pizza doesn't need toppings, coffee needs something, just can't be drinking, black coffee highly overrated, OSU Michigan, the greatest rivalry in all of sports, pancakes over French toast, and Chinese food is the top cuisine for food cravings. It's tough visual.
Because there's no obvious ones. There's no ones that anybody was going to take. I thought
for sure you were going to do, Bob, the one I thought you were going to take Taylor for sure. Ham? No, Taylor I thought Ham, you yeah. were going to say golf should be 13 holes or 15 holes. You've said that so many times. Like, I thought that was something you for sure were going to say.
I do believe it. I really do.
Well, here's the thing, Bob. When you play well, golf can't have enough holes. When you're playing like dog shit, which more often than not we are, then you're like, how is there still five holes
left? But it's so hard to play well for 18 holes, though. Oh. You know what I mean? And also,
I had the worst round of the whole fucking season the other day.
Your video was hysterical, Mikey.
That was great.
It was terrible.
If you want to have like a golf day, not only just the 4 hours that you're playing, it takes out your whole day. Like the catch up you have to do when you get back. It's great when you can do it, but then you're so far behind. I find people more and more are on their phone so much on the golf course because to a degree you kind of have to be in order to stay on. But like if I go golfing, you're out there for 6 hours. You get back, you have a ton to catch up on. It's a long time.
Are we golfing that weekend, by the way?
I think so. Yeah, I think we are.
The 12th.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
The nine and dine is a nice it's a nice play.
It's my favorite thing in the world. It really is. All right, boys. I think we hit on a lot. I think it's a nice long episode there of the Brilliantly Dumb Show. Again, Mikey V, we're getting ready to rock and roll to ride his plays. We could ride our plays even today. I might put something out for Yankees Red Sox that's going on today. But every night we got something going out. So make sure with football season you use promo code BDS. You have a chance at $150 if that first $5 play hits. We love you. We appreciate you. As always, we'll see you next time.
Chumba. Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
There's a fire inside you you can't ignore. Stand still, not a chance. You're a lifelong learner who's come this far. Now, we're here to help you keep going further. Capella University, what can't you do? Visit capella.edu to learn more.